16-year-old Eric Hainstock will be eligible for parole in 30 years. Saw County Judge Pat Taggart sentenced Hainstock this morning less than one day after he was found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide by a Saw County jury. Saw County District Attorney Pat Barrett asked Judge Pat Taggart to keep Hainstock from being eligible for parole for the next 50 years. She said Hainstock has shown no remorse for the crime he committed and has not taken responsibility for his actions.
Protection of the public. I think the public has every right to be terrified of this defendant, because there has not been one minute of remorse. No emotion at all. It's just not there.
Hainstock's attorney, Rhoda Ricciardi, asked for 20 years before parole eligibility, arguing Hainstock can be rehabilitated back into society, citing the progress he's made in completing his GED while in the Saw County Jail.
Nobody knows what Eric's going to be like in 20 years. Nobody knows what Eric's going to do when he gets to prison. I think the right thing to do here, sir, is to allow parole eligibility after 20 years.
After hearing both arguments, Judge Pat Taggart set parole eligibility at 30 years. Taggart said he took into account Hainstock's age, the past abuse he suffered, and believes he can be rehabilitated.
I do believe that you can be rehabilitated in a correctional system. I do believe it would be appropriate if corrections chooses to start you out at Lincoln Hills or Wales. At any event, I do believe, considering your age, your background, all the things that I mentioned, that you should at least be given that opportunity.
John Klang's widow, Sue Klang, his two daughters, and current Weston principal Melissa Nye spoke at the hearing today about how the school shooting has had an incredible negative impact on their lives, along with those at the Weston School District. One of Klang's daughters said an amazing man was lost on September 29th.
The world lost an amazing man that day. He had so much to offer and so much to teach. Weston and all the students in it meant so much to him. It's so sad that one of the students he loved so much took the very life that he was trying so hard to give them.
Hainstock was found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, which requires a mandatory life sentence. If Hainstock would be released from prison on parole, he would be monitored for the rest of his life.